members react to push notifications? Because we all get them on our mobiles. So do they like them, or what's the feedback there that you're getting?
Oh, sure. Well, the number one thing, as with anything, watch your analytics and your response rates, okay? And what you can see is if you start to see a little spike, you know, when we first launched, for example, we're trying to get a feel for how often do our members want to get push notification.
Right.
Now I generally shoot for no more than once a quarter, depending what the thing is. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do it too frequently. Everybody at Pulsate has been great in coaching me and our team. They always say protect your push notification channel, because okay. if you're sending too frequently, they're just going to opt out of push, and they might even uninstall the app. And that's, you don't want that to happen, right?
Right, right.
So I'll give you an example, or a way I like to think of it is push notifications. Treat your members with respect the way you invite a friend to drop by your house. You know, I say, Mike, you're my friend, drop by my house. But I don't mean every day, right? I mean,
come on, Stacy.
Fine, you know. So the same thing with your timing of push notifications. Be respectful.
Yeah.
Test, depending on your business, test what the response is. Mm-hmm. And then use it for, you know, very important or very short or very special offers, because you have other ways to communicate with them inside the mobile app with the banners and things like that.
Yeah. So there's a fine line in using this stuff, right? And like you said, you kind of test what works, what doesn't work, how often or how not often.
Yeah.
So talk to me about what kind of messaging that you send out in your push notifications, because you mentioned that, you know, send out good news or send out good items, that type of stuff that really kind of promotes a positive.
I'll give you two real examples. And one was a learning, you know, on my part when we first launched a few years ago with Pulsate. And this is why I say give them good news, is at first we started using push notification to let members know if we were going to be closed for an upcoming federal holiday. You know, we have that messaging in the financial centers and sent it out by email. So we thought, well, we'll just mirror this to the mobile users. Well, I found watching the Pulsate reporting, I found little spikes of opt-outs every time we did on that day. You know, you can see down to that level. And I saw every time we're sending a message that we're going to be closed, even though we were offering reminders of you can do everything digitally and through our web banking, mobile app, ITMs, et cetera. I could see they didn't like getting that because they felt like that was not good news. So I don't do that anymore. You know, they're aware. We have other ways to let them know. Another way to good news is service related. You can use Pulsate, and you know, with push notifications, you can look at timing, right? Vary your timing to be respectful. And you can also use segmentation. So you might be sending it to, you know, 100 members that fit a certain criteria, or that they're using mobile check deposit or not using mobile check deposit or whatever your communication is. So we did similar with when we put up our interactive teller machines. We were learning that some members thought they could only use it on Saturday mornings at a certain location. And so I would geofence that location to say, hey, you know, there's another one mile away if the line is long. So that's another way you can use that and give them good news.
Yeah. And they appreciate that for sure. And I want to get back to the tracking aspect of it, because that's such a cool feature that you can actually see what's working, what's not working. And if you hadn't seen that in the tracking, if you haven't seen the drop-offs there, you never would have known that. And you might have kept on doing that and lost more people. So having that tracking aspect is a huge, huge, huge game changer, I would think. Because you can make those adjustments on the fly.
Yeah. And the Pulsate dashboard, I'll say it's, you know, again, it's really easy to use. It's really intuitive. And you can see results, you know, starting the next morning or sometimes sooner on your campaigns. You know, what's the click-through? What's the conversion? You know, if they're going to from a push to a feed card, how many people click opened the push, how many people clicked the link in it, how many people went to the feed card, clicked that, mm-hmm. et cetera.